Some people say that we live in a world, in a generation, where there's an unusual level of proliferation of Limud HaTorah. May be true, may not be true. Certainly the numbers are more extensive than in the past, the history, and certainly recent, and maybe even ancient. But despite whatever the level of truth of that statement is, we always need chizuk to more appreciate the privilege that we have to be able to learn, to be able to be marbitz Torah, to be able to set a goal to benefit the world through the gift of learning, through the gift of Limud HaTorah. So there's a few medrashim over here which are a little bit of interest. It's medrash in Parshas Truma. So the first one on top here, Vav, it says, V'ikol Truma hodu hu dichsiv ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. This is a precious gift that I have given you. Omer Reb Rechya HaKoyen, Berebi, B'noyek Sheba Oilam, Oda Meicher Chefetz Mitoich Beisoy, Hu Otsuv Olov. A person sells a chefetz that he owns. They point out personal owning, the Mefarshim say, because in a store, if you own it, you want to sell it. That's your job. But this is a personal chefetz that I have and I sell it. I'm sad because I don't have my chefetz anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan Torah LeYisrael V'Someach. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and he's Sameach. Sharei Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Toirosi Al Ta'azoivu. So they learn that because he says Toirosi Al Ta'azoivu, that he's concerned about its preservation. So they say that there's some indication there that he's Sameach. Over the vial, what does it say? It says that it compares HaKadosh Baruch who's giving the Torah to a person who sells some possession from his house. That means that I sold this and it's not mine anymore. I have nothing to do with it. And that's why I'm sad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Moshul, gave away the Torah. It's not his anymore. Like that Loshon that I always quote from the tour in Birchas HaTorah, it says, Beis Chayenu Kleichem Dosu Shehoyo Mishtashei Abba B'chol Yoyim. He used to be able to delight in it, but he gave away the Torah. So if we think about the Torah, this is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu sharing the wisdom of Torah with us. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. It's ours. It's not his anymore. It's true, he's the Noisein HaTorah in the wisdom that he allows us to see. Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma, every day he gives us the wisdom, the ability to understand the Torah. But the Shlita on the Torah, the Psak Halocha of the Torah, the decision of the Bezdin, and even to the extent of a Baskoil, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it away completely. So this is not just a precious gift that he shared with us. This is a precious gift that he gave to us and relinquished, on whatever the comparison level is, relinquished his rights, so to speak, in that Torah. That's number one. The Medrash then goes on here, another Medrash, and makes a moshul. It says, I won't read the whole thing from the top, but it says, Torah Tzivalon Moshe Moirosha, Al Tikre Moirosha Ela Yerusha. The Torah is a Yerusha, He Le Yisroel Le'olam, that's under Zion. A Yerusha of a Klal Yisroel forever. Moshe Leben Melochim, Shanishbo Kishu Kotten, Lemdina Sayam. He was taken captive, a son of the king, and he was taken captive in the Medina Sayam. Afilu la'achar kama shonim eino boish mipneish. He's not embarrassed to come back. I'm not embarrassed to come back because I'm coming back to my Yerusha. I'm the prince. I'm the Ben Melech. I'm coming back to claim what's mine. Kach Talmid Chochem shu perish min ha'Torah ve'holach v'his asik b'dvorim achirim. A Talmid Chochem who was separated himself from Torah and he got involved doing other things. Afilu l'achar kama shonim hu mevakish lachzor. Even after many years he wants to come back. Ein oboish, he's not embarrassed. V'bnei sho'emer le'erushas avoisai ani choizer. I'm coming back to Yerushas Avoisai. So the Torah is a Yerusha, and therefore even when a Talmud Chochem leaves it, he isn't embarrassed to come back because he's coming back to his inheritance. But the question is that only a Talmud Chochem? The Yerusha, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the first Medrash says, Kilo, he relinquished. It's relinquished to Klal Yisrael. Nosan Torah Yisrael. But Mitzad Sheni, the Medrash here, compares it to a Ben Melech who comes back and compares who to that? Kach, he doesn't say Ben Yisrael Shu Perish Menat Torah. He says Talmud Chochem. It sounds like that the initial Kabbalah of the Torah, that taking possession of the Yerusha. So then when I come back, I'm coming back to my Yerusha, is totally in the Din Talmud Chochem. Because the comparison is, a Ben Melech comes back. But the Chazal in the Nimshol say, Kach Talmud Chochem Shu Perish. So it sounds like that there is a Yerusha given to Klal Yisrael, and it's Yerusha for Haroitza Litol Yovav Yitol, so that's what the Rambam's lotion about the Keser Torah. It's given to whoever wants to take it. But there's such a thing as making a kinyan in the Yerusha. And when I make a kinyan in the Yerusha, then I have that Yerusha, and now it's mine to come back to when I leave. But he does not compare that anybody who leaves without that kinyan is the pshat that he's coming back to his Yerusha, because he never really collected, he never really claimed that Yerusha. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it sounds like that a person, if he really wants to appreciate the fact that this Torah is Yerusha, he, Merosha, he, Lekilas Yaakov, it's a Yerusha, and this is his and it belongs to him, he has to at least be on a level where he has taken possession of it. And of course, Din Talmud Chochem, it's very questionable what it is, and it's kefi each generation and so forth, but certainly a person has the kinyan, he has developed the keys, the tools, the ability to understand the Torah, he's learned, he knows how to analyze it and to delve to its depth. He has already claimed his Yerusha, and now, since this is my Yerusha, comparable to the Ben Melech, now I'm like the Ben Melech, now even when I come back, I'm not going to be Bush. Okay. Then he says another, and then Chest is another Medrash. The Medrash says, "V'yikoli truma b'shor shomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe al iske haMishkan." Omer lefon of Rabbeinu Shalom. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about everything that has to be done to make the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, Yecholin Heim Yisrael Asoisoi." Do you think Klal Yisrael is going to be able to make it? How could they make such a complicated, such an intricate, such a detailed edifice? It's too much for Klal Yisrael. They're not going to be able to do it. Omer LaHakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered, Afilu Echad Mi Yisrael Yochol La'Asoisoi Sheneemar Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yedvenu Liboy. That's the pasuk. Yikoli truma is beloshen rabim. They explain. Me'ez asher yedveish kol ish asher yedvenu liboy kol ish is singular. So that's what the Chazal learned from there. That Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, "How can it be done? It's an impossible task." He says, "No, even one person couldn't do it." Kol ish asher yedvenu liboy. If Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, "Make a mishkan," va'osli mishkan meshachanti b'soichem. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina is, "Why it's impossible? What does that mean? Hashem says make a mishkan. If the Torah says to do it, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us a task that's impossible to do. The teretz must be that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at this and he said, not shaykh, this is beyond. This is intricacies and maybe the ketusha, maybe the kavonas, I don't know what. But he saw something there that he tainis to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You don't find me any other mitzvah he says that. I don't know, I don't think. He says, how could they do it? Yecholin heim Yisrael asoisoi. And this is talking the whole Klal Yisrael. Everybody will contribute. Everybody will do. The chachomim that know how to do these intricate constructions will do it. So he says to them, Afilu echod mi Yisrael yochol asoisoi. Because if it's ish asher yidvenu liboy, when a person has this nedivas halev, then nothing is impossible. Something that Moshe Rabbeinu in his seichel thought would be impossible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Ish kol ish asher yedvenu liboy. He says, one person could do it all with that nedivas halev. So I think that means, you know, we look at a world sometimes and it gets very discouraging. You think, what's going to be? Look at the matzav. Things are so schwer. People came to the United States in the 30s and in the 40s. And they saw a midbar shmoma in Ruchnius. They saw that, and many said, well, what we had in Europe, we'll never rebuild on these shores. We'll never, Eretz Yisrael was the same thing. There was a couple of little people, Lomdei Torah, since descendants of the Talmidei HaGro and the Hasidim, but there was nothing. What was going on there? And people, Seichel says, that's too much. We're going to rebuild. One person has the koyach. When there's Nedivas Halev, the koyach of one individual with Nedivas Halev has the ability to do what Moshe Rabbeinu saw as an impossibility for the whole Klal Yisrael. I think what that means is that when we appreciate the Chashivos HaTorah, we appreciate what a gift, a total gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, when we appreciate what it means to make that kinyan in the Yerusha, and that it's mine permanently, and even if I drift a little bit from it, I'm coming back without busha, because I'm coming to collect my Yerusha, then we also have to know that, you know, it takes individuals. The few people that came to these shores in the early days, they rebuilt. Who would believe it? When Reb David Leibowitz, Reb Aaron Kotler, they came, they had dreams. Most people thought, well, they're dreamers. What do they know? They told the Ponovizhirov when he bought the hill in Bnei Brak, and he's going to make his whole Mokum Torah with the Beis Yosemim, with this, with that, and they said, you're dreaming. He said, good. He says, I may be dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. The koyach of one individual is endless. There's no sheiches to you. The task is daunting even to a Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem told him to do it. Yet one person can make it all happen with Nedivas Halev. Just want to add just one nekuda, and that is the Mishnah in Perek Beis in Ovis, about the Talmidim of this Talmidim Reb I'm sorry. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's right. Talmid of Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Tzuru ma derech tevo, ezu derech ro sheyistrach menu." No, ezu derech tevo. So he says, "I'm sorry, I lost it here." Oh, here it is. Omer lehem tzuru ezu derech tevo sheyidbak bo ha'odom. He says, "What's the good way a person should follow?" Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is Talmid of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ayin tevo. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chover Toiv. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochen Toiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Horoyas HaNoilad. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lev Toiv. Each one had his own thing. What's the Ika, the best? Omer Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Ro'ani Yastivri Alozer ben Aroch Midivreichem. He agreed with Rabbi Alozer ben Aroch that it's Lev Toiv. Shebichlal Dvorov Divreichem. Because everything that you said is included in his words. Now that makes sense if you talk about Chover Toiv, you talk about Ayin Toiv, you talk about Shochen Toiv, but Horeyas HaNoilad, Horeyas HaNoilad is Chochma. Ezehu Chochem, Horeyas HaNoilad. So we're talking about Horeyas HaNoilad, we're talking about Chochma. And you say, no, that's included in Lev Toiv. Lev Toiv is a good heart, it's good feelings, good intentions, sincerity, love, caring. And Chochma is Chochma, Ezehu Chochem, Horeyas HaNoilad. Vaisteis, when there's a Lev Toiv, then the minus ha-chochma are open. There's no limitation to the chochma that a person could see. The chochma of Reyes HaNoilad will be discovered, will be achieved, will be accomplished through the Lev Toiv. Even though it's not integrally part of what a Lev Toiv is, the Lev is the Lev and the Moyach is the Moyach. But that's it. When there's a Lev Toiv, the accomplishments, when there's caring, when there's Nedivas HaLev, when there's a Lev Toiv, if a person cares, if Nechapatlo from the world and from the Torah and from other people in this, there's no limit to what such a person can accomplish, such one individual.